Hatcher Dairy adds their own bottling facility. Welcome and hello everyone with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We are the only producer processor in Middle Tennessee. The milk you get in a Hatcher bottle is just milk from our 50-odd cows here on the farm.
That's Lucy Hatcher of the Hatcher Family Dairy in Williamson County, and they recently held a ribbon cutting of the Abe Hatcher Creamery, a state-of-the-art bottling facility located right beside the milk barn. And now the family can literally milk the cows that morning and have it in the bottle and on the shelf that afternoon.
This is a huge expense to put in this all this stainless steel. And when I show it to people on the farm tours, I say it doesn't look like much, but I have a new appreciation for stainless steel. I want to get a stainless steel necklace because I realize how valuable it is. But we put a lot of thought into this before we did it, and we tested the market by using MTSU's facility.
Now, before the Hatchers opened their new facility, they were having their milk processed and bottled at MTSU. Now they're able to process about 1,600 gallons of milk each week and hoping to reach over 2,000 gallons. But Lucy Hatcher says they're not interested in expanding the number of cows on the farm. They just want to sustain the family with what they farm now.
The milk you get in a Hatcher bottle is just milk from our 50-odd cows here on the farm, which are Holstein, Jerseys, Brown Swiss. No antibiotics, no hormones. The cows are on pasture year-round. We can't feed the world, but we can sustain the farm and feed a lot of Middle Tennessee some good local milk. And that's our objective. Our objective is not to get huge and add thousands of cows to our farm. Our practices are getting them out on pasture and just sustaining this farm and this family.
You can find out where to purchase their milk and much more at HatcherFamilyDairy.com. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.